With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. When Libertarian Party candidate and former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson ran for president and received 9% of the vote 2 years ago, the party gained major party status. But even though there are more than 8,700 registered Libertarians in the state, they failed to get enough votes in their primary races to place their candidates for governor and lieutenant governor on the ballot. New Mexicans can still vote for Libertarians running for U.S. Congress, State Land Commissioner, Secretary of State, and Attorney General, though. Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver, a Democrat, sees a robust roster as healthy for democracy.
You know, I will continue to support legislation that will enhance voter participation, whether it being opening up our primaries, whether it be allowing for same-day voter registration for those who come to the polls on Election Day and want to participate even in a closed primary election, whether it be reducing the burden for independents and minor parties to get on the ballot. More choices lead to a vibrant democracy, and more choices are encouraging for the voters. So we'll keep working towards that goal.
The two candidates for governor and lieutenant governor on the Libertarian ticket paid more than $10,000 for clerks in 8 New Mexico counties to conduct a recount. And while they gained a handful of votes, they still fell short of the 230 needed to appear on the November ballot. Still, Toulouse-Oliver says the state's electorate is evolving from a two-party system.
It's a constant work in progress. You know, our democracy is a living thing, and sometimes things that were really important to the health of our democracy that worked really well, you know, 50, 40, 30 years ago don't work as well today. We have to be adaptable, and we have to look at the electorate that we have today and what's important to them.
The Secretary of State says it's always better for the voters when there are more choices on the ballot. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.